Await no longer, greatness has arrived. Welcome to the Trophy Room, a PlayStation podcast made by the players for the players. I'm your host, Joseph. You know the spiel. Today is a bonus show for you patrons over at patreon.com/badbit at whatever tier, whether it's $1, $2, $3, whatever. The sky's the limit. Thank you all for supporting us. We thought it'd be really nice to get a different perspective on gaming because usually each and every week, Kyle and I, my best friend Kyle, talk about the latest, the greatest in all things PlayStation. But this week, something big happened in games as well on the green side of the fence, and that is the Xbox Showcase. And there's been a lot of people talking about it. A lot of mixed thoughts about this conference. And we thought, as a PlayStation show, how about to show our perspective as well?
Yeah.
So, with that, Kyle,
hi.
You're the most PlayStation person. Like, lifting the veil here,
yeah.
You are the PlayStation guy. Mm-hmm. I'm just a fraud pretending because I have a huge history of Halo and with Xbox. You don't.
No.
For the most part. So
I've only owned PlayStations. I have an Xbox One X. Don't play it a whole lot, but like.
And this was, and that was your first Xbox, right?
That was my first Xbox, yes.
Fucking crazy. So it always blows my mind. Like, I don't like,
I know.
Oof. But yeah, so you're a PlayStation guy walking in, you see all the Halo stuff, mm-hmm. amping everybody up. It's breaking all sorts of, you know, like PR records and whatnot. Where was your expectation walking in on this event?
I was real excited.
I'm
currently in the mindset, and I can't say the same for like Kyle 2 or 3 years ago. Like, no matter who's making cool games, it's cool games and it's mm-hmm. awesome. And so I was just excited to see some cool new stuff. And competition breeds the best out of everybody. So I wanted to see Xbox bring it. And in my opinion, I wasn't blown away. I mean, we'll get into it. But still solid show. Solid show.
Yeah. Yeah. Walking into it, I was excited for Microsoft. We say it all the time. There is no bullshit here. We love just games first, and we're rooting for Xbox. We're rooting for Microsoft because they do have some cool things behind their doors as well that we'd like to see in the PlayStation side of things. We think Game Pass is awesome. We think, you know, PS Now could improve. And at the same exact time, Halo's freaking great. And you know what? The Last of Us is great too. And that's kind of where I stand. So like walking in, I feel like the wind's at Microsoft's back for the first time in a very long time. I feel like they've learned so much this generation walking in on this event, and their PR has been, for the most part, some stumbles, but really solid. And even when it came to Halo, seeing excitement around a game that I said it on Twitter, Halo made me a gamer. Like, I was always a gamer, but this one really solidified me as like, Joe, this is how you're going to spend your time. You know, Halo means a lot to me when it comes to me and my brother bonding. That was the moment. Halo was the game that got me and my brother to actually start talking to each other. It's nuts. So I have a lot of feelings walking in. I'm excited because I think they're going to show it. And walking out of the event, I am high on it. I thought it was a great conference as well, but then some of the things afterwards, it gets a little murkier. Just like with all press conferences, you know, after the conference, you have the PR, spin, and then you start seeing things that maybe actually get you a little worried.
Yeah.
So with that,
I mean, we saw that with PlayStation too.
Yeah, right? With Miles Morales.
I mean, Miles Morales for sure. Yeah, but the fact that we saw Deathloop and Ghostwire Tokyo, and then we find out afterwards that that is like a console exclusive time for like a year or whatever. Yeah. Like, that's weird. It's murky for the other side who are not PlayStation owners. Like, it's, I get
And
it.
At the same exact time, like games like The Medium, which are games that would turn me over to the green side at launch to play more on my X than I would on my PS5. Guess what? That game's also a timed exclusive. Mm-hmm. A lot of games like Stalker 2, timed exclusive. Even Tetris Effect, that expansion pass, is timed exclusive and we'll get it for free if you bought it. So it's like you're seeing all these caveats and you walk away going, okay, was it as great as I really thought it was? Mm-hmm. So let's start with Halo because I think that has the most surprisingly like contention towards the discussion around it.
I don't get it.
Why? Why don't you get it?
I just, and let me be the first to say, if anyone checked out our live reacts from Kind of NYC that I did with Mike, Jake, and Adam Gumby, we all kind of said, like, okay, this is, it's looking a bit weird. Like, it's not what I expected from a next-gen Halo. But then, once you...
Like, in the color palette? Or
color,
like,
palette, a little bit of, like, the environment looked a little plasticky.
Okay.
A little bit that way. Like, it's nothing huge. Like, when it comes to Halo, you want to play it because it feels fun.
Yeah.
And so, like, I get where it kind of looked a little weird in that way.
Right.
But watching that gameplay and the grappling hook and hearing the gun noises and the just the piano keys as a PlayStation guy, that gave me chills. Because I know the Halo score. Like, who doesn't know the Halo music? And so when they just a couple little piano keys during your battling and the guitar is revving up, like, hell yes. Yeah. I am jacked up. Yeah. I want to play all of Halo right now. I'm not going to sleep till I finish all the games. Like, that's what I was feeling while I was
watching. Kyle, do you want to play it together?
I would love
to play all the Halos again.
I would love to play.
Yeah, I did it a few months ago. I could always go back.
Yeah.
You know? For me, as a Halo fan, again, it's in my heritage, Kyle. It's Halo's my heritage. I can say that. It lasted longer than the Confederacy. But, like, okay, so walking in, Halo 5, for those of you who don't know, massive disappointment to the fans story-wise. So knowing that we're playing as a Master Chief, this is it. There's no surprises. Fantastic. Like, that's what I want. And the one rumor was that it is a single shot, and it's open world.
Single shot, like God of War?
Like God of War.
Oh, man!
Now, they haven't confirmed it. They haven't confirmed it, but when you see... him and the fellow Hispanic heartthrob that he's with, which I got excited.
The doctor, because I'm a little
like, see, a doctor? I don't know what he is. He's a pilot to me. He's flying. He's flying the Pelican. Yeah. So, like, as a Hispanic, I'm like, yo, 9-year-old me is losing their shit because, like, I'm in that chair. But with that said, the way they're talking and how the camera's panning, it's the same type of panning you've seen in God of War.
I did not pick that up.
The camera spins into his helmet.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yes.
That's really cool.
Fucking rad.
Yeah.
And then seeing the environment, it gave me Combat Evolved vibes, the first Halo vibes, mixed with Shadow of Mordor, where Shadow of Mordor gave you these big areas, not necessarily open world, but these big hubbish worlds, and they're all just one big giant battlefield. So go at it, go fight.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what you do. And yeah, like the guns sounded great. You know, the assault rifle sounded great. There was no aim down sight. Like that, it's what we think of Halo. And you have a sprint. You even have a few dodges, and then you have a grappling hook that you could grapple onto enemies, throw a grenade at them, back away, and they explode.
Can I tell you my favorite part of that demo? And this is this will be linked to one of my favorite PlayStation franchises of all time, is when he threw up that shield to block the incoming grenade, whatever it was. Yeah. It gave me Resistance vibes of the auger weapon, of being able to shoot through shields and through walls and stuff and enemies. I'm like, hell yes, I've been missing this in my life. I need it.
and then so to see the end where we get to the Atriox is one of the lieutenants that's leading the command over there. We don't know if Atriox is dead or not. If you're a big Halo fan, you know exactly who that is.
Yeah, real quick. Who is that for me?
So Atriox is, this is for Luke Lore out there, because he's introduced in Halo Wars 2 as the big bad. He's pretty much Thanos of the Halo universe.
Oh, sweet.
He was once the Covenant, which are the bad guys in Halo, but he was so extreme, he was banished. And that's how we get the banished.
That's cool.
And he's such a badass that when the Covenant were fighting us, the Covenant was also fighting the Banish and losing. So that's how much of a threat they are. But when you get to the guy that voices Mr. Krabs as the Banished, his face kind of doesn't look that great, if I could be honest.
I think in the CG trailer, it looked pretty cool. I liked it.
Yeah. You liked it? So, like, overall, we're walking out, like, pretty high on it, right? Kyle?
Hi.
That was very weird. Discord just straight up died.
It froze on us today too. Like, I'm wondering if it's on. It's my fault. But like, I'm not.
No, it can't be. Twitter's also acting a little weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, guys, Discord crashed on us, and we're just continuing. So yeah, like, I feel like some of the facial reactions were kind of meh.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, still look fun. And like, I get what you're saying, Kyle, because like, I showed my brother, who is not a gamer like we would say, but like, he loves Halo, and if there's anything that's gonna bring him into the Xbox ecosystem, that's it, because he's a disenfranchised fan. And when I showed him the graphics, when I showed him just the menu, he was just like, oh, I don't like this. This looks like a cartoon. And I was just like, oh, okay. I like it. Like, I like where they're going, because it's kind of like, kind of plain-ish.
Yeah.
Like, it's nice.
Part of me,
it feels, you know.
Part of me realizes, and it just popped in my head, and it's kind of what I worried about with Xbox's and Microsoft's mission statement, I guess, where they want to make sure all games are playable on both generations. I'm wondering if this is the holding it back. This is what the price is.
Right. That's a good point. And honestly, I can't refute it. Because, like, for a next-gen thing, like, Chief looks great, but, like, you're looking at some of the textures. Like, I think Nibel said it best. Game looks okay when it's running, but when you have solid pictures, does not look good. Like, for what you would think a next gen looks like, they actually have a meme of one of the Root's faces, and it's not good.
Did you see the 4K version? I have not watched that one yet.
I did.
Okay.
That's what I watched with my brother with. And he walked away going, okay, this looks cool.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like, the art style might not be there for him, but he's just like, looks cool, but is he still going to go back into the Xbox ecosystem? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Now, here's the thing that gives me jitters, though, Kyle.
Sure.
This comes from Nibel. I want to know your thoughts on this. 343 views Infinite as a platform that grows over time. Infinite has Infinite is the last standalone release for the foreseeable future. New story content will be for Infinite. Free ray tracing update coming after launch. So the trailer that we saw did not have all that ray tracing goodies in it.
Okay.
Hearing all of that.
That would have looked, I think that would have solved a little bit of the visual issues.
Yeah. Where are your thoughts now when you hear platform, last standalone for the foreseeable future? It seems like they're going games of service with it.
I'm hearing Destiny. That's
what I'm hearing too.
That's what I'm hearing. And that's not a bad thing at all. Like, if anything, I think Halo has a one up on Destiny in terms of story department, from at least what I've heard. Mm. So if they're going to add cool stories, or continue the story of Master Chief, I think that's cool. Mm-hmm. It's going to be really weird that this is going to be the last standalone Halo game. Like, that's just
for the foreseeable future.
It's just a very, has a weird ring to it. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm more concerned of games as a service, as a platform, because of Destiny.
Yeah.
Because, like, Destiny will put out a new expansion pack, and it seems like you can't get enough of it in the worst way possible, where, like, the fan base is just so displeased with it. Mm-hmm. Or you'll come out with one expansion that breaks a game, and then you gotta wait a year for the next expansion to give you hope again. And that's what I get nervous when I see that. And how big then actually is this game? They say it's double the size of Halo 4 and 5.
Yeah.
Which means Halo 4 and 5 are about like 6 hour long stories. So 12 hours. All right.
Yeah.
But we're still going to give Miles Morales shit because it's around 10 hours too. Okay. I see how we're. But like, that's where my nervousness comes in.
I get
from.
That. Yeah.
What was your other take on some of the games that came out? Like, what were your highlights since we got the big one out of the way? That's Halo.
I mean, as a Tetris fan, that update was so damn cool. I'm not going to lie. I got a little teary-eyed. It was very beautiful hearing that song.
For Tetris?
Yeah, because that song is all about, like, you know, leaning on each other, coming together, and then having people playing at home and singing along. And we are the Tetraminos as we're falling down. Like, it's just trying to come together. And I love the, it looks like everyone has their own board and like you can knock other people out, kind of like Tetris 99, but with this cool new visual effect and the music, the soundtrack. I'm all in for that.
Dude, I was clapping and like I was like a giddy little girl when that came out, man. I was all over it.
Let's see, what else was there?
Yeah,
go for it. Avowed, even though it was a short little CG thing. I said it in a tweet. We tweeted at a kind of NYC, like, what are our thoughts? Trying to get rid of the negativity around it and try to like promote the positive things. And I said, like, this is what I wish Skyrim was, what I wish like I wanted Skyrim to be. It just looks way cooler to me than Skyrim ever did.
Honestly, like, if I'm Bethesda, I feel attacked.
Yeah, right?
Like, this isn't even, to me, it wasn't even a shot of a bow of, like, what do you got, Sony? It's like, hey, Bethesda, fuck you, what could have been New Vegas 2?
Yep, absolutely. Like,
oh my god, the Outer Worlds DLC as well.
Yeah.
Like, watching that DLC, I was just like, I think this is my August game.
Okay.
Like, I think this is the lull in between. I liked what I saw there. And I'll probably be picking it up. I know it's on Game Pass, blah, 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 but like probably on PlayStation is my place to play. But yeah, like Avowed looked so cool.
Yeah.
When he pulls the sword out and like the blade starts glowing, it was one thing.
The little runes with the other hand. Hell yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck? Is he gonna fight a Barlog or whatever? Like, what? Like, Corey Barlog's gonna pop out of there? What's going on?
At first, when the arrows let loose, I was like, oh god, is this Rise 2? Are they making Rise 2? No. But then it went into a skeleton soldier. I was like, instantly more excited.
That was a big high for me.
Avowed for sure. I hate scary games, but the medium looks fucking dope.
Dude,
the fact that both two worlds are being rendered at the same time.
Right?
I can't understand how that's possible.
And then what did he said one thing, he's like, let me touch you. And I'm like,
nope.
No, Mr. Man. And then like you're cutting through a wall of flesh. I was like, oh god, no, why do I want this game? Scaring the shit out of me.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of things that aren't just like, I'll be able to play on PlayStation later. I love that game. I mean, tell me why. Don't Nod looks cool. The other story, the interactive drama with Alex Van Aken.
Yes, it is.
What is that name?
Alex.
The
dusk.
Yeah.
As
the dusk falls. I love that art style. At first, I didn't understand. My mind couldn't comprehend it, but it's basically just like very beautiful pieces of artwork that are still, and then they kind of.
It was giving me Max Payne vibes.
Yeah. It was very, very cool. And the other
shit. Kyle, we're PlayStation guys. We should be shitting all over this.
I'm not going to shit on this. No. The other thing I thought was really cool. This isn't. Oh, God. I just thought of another one. The SteamWorld devs.
Yes. The Gunk.
Crazy name. But I love SteamWorld Dig 1 and 2. So that's cool. But the fact that I think this applies to that game too. That there were so many women and people of color as playable characters. Like, hell yeah. I loved that.
Yeah, I also hated when they got political as well. No, dude. It was awesome. It was, like, again, like, seeing a Hispanic guy in Halo. Like, seeing people of color in Everwild. Still don't know what that game is.
Have no
idea. You got fish throwing up other fish.
It's fine.
Beautiful. But, yeah, like, seeing people of color in main roles, like, State of Decay. We saw that woman hunting that, like, what was it?
Oh,
was
my
it
God.
A bear deer?
When she screamed, I was like, oh, no. Oh, so get out of here. Like, screaming at the wolf, and the wolf ran away because she was so loud and scary. That's intense.
Yeah. But then the thing about that game, they're just like, we've entered pre-production. Mm. And I'm like, okay, so we are not seeing this game for a while.
Yeah.
But it's cool that, again, like, they were working with, say what you want about State of Decay and it being what you didn't want in, at least at launch. But, like, seeing them now get that budget of what a AAA game could be.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Like, we're seeing Xbox pour money into their studios. Is that not what we want to see?
And, like, if you were expecting all 15 studios to come out swinging with, you know, gameplay and everything, like, we had, like, That was a lofty goal.
Yeah.
I think it's cool that they announced their things. I hope that they don't fall into the traps that PlayStation did, where we're now just going to be hearing about these games for 2 years before we get to play them. I hope, right. like, yeah, we, right. we see it, now they go away, they make the game, the next time we see it, it'll have a date, and not get the Death Stranding treatment, or the Days Gone treatment, or Last Guardian. That, just like...
But, like, that is the thing that does worry me, though, Kyle, yeah. is that they've... I mean, like, Fable is one game in particular. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We know they've been working on it for 4 years, and we got nothing.
I know.
It's like, yeah, they bought a ton of studios a year or two ago, but, like, I think we got ahead of ourselves. They still have to plan and produce these games mm-hmm. and what the bumps in the roads are going to be. This isn't a year or two turnaround. This is 3-4, maybe even a 5 year turnaround. Games are getting bigger in scope. Yeah. So like, I think that's our expectations were kind of out of whack for mm-hmm. that. Speaking of Fable though. Oh my God. I love this game so much.
Again, no history with Fable whatsoever.
Fuck, man.
But you freaking out about it. I know, like I mentioned before, Adam Gumby from East Coast Games was on, our live react today. He was super pumped on it. Like Fable is another game series that I've heard a ton about. And like, I feel like without Fable, this might be weird to say. Without Fable, there would be no, like, Mass Effect and, like, choice and, like, taking control of your character and stuff.
Good, okay, evil, okay, so you're talking about the good and evil. Yeah. Yeah, it paved the way for a lot of mechanics that we see today. Mm-hmm. And for me, it was, like, an awesome action-adventure, action RPG that, like, I would try to go good all the time, but I end up just going evil. Like, that's a game I would beat constantly. And I loved so much. Fable 2 was great, but had too many, maybe too ambitious. And 3, they gave up. So seeing Playground take this game, awesome. Had me worried though. Are they going to have that same dead, Monty Python-esque humor that they usually have? And when you saw the fairy on screen, you're like, I'm like, okay, this Fable, this fairy's dying. And seeing the frog eat her and seeing her face.
Yeah.
Like, just light up in terror. Mm-hmm. Hilarious. But then I get worried about this game. Why? I love Fable. It's just total rebrand. But, rumor, the new Fable will be an MMO. Mm. No. And that's the running thing where I feel a little empty afterwards, after this conference, because I know where like, I love Game Pass. But when it was first announced that they were having all their first party games day and date, I immediately knew this was the outcome. Mm-hmm. It's not what I want.
Mm, I get it.
It's not, and that's my that's where my frustration lies. Is like, though Game Pass is a great service, it is also kind of insidious in the way of like, I get it. You want to play. You want people to keep paying for the service. So you want people to keep playing these games, but. I don't want a games of service Halo. I don't want a games of service Fable. I don't want a games of service State of Play. Or State of Decay. I don't want an online element. Mm, mm-hmm. And I think they're trying to fill the single player role with AA games, but I want something like Ghost of Tsushima or A Last of Us or like something that is going to hit me, impact me, that has this very strong single player component, and that be it. Like, why can't I just have an open world Fable game and maybe have a, like, co-op online co-op or whatever? Why does it have to be an MMO? That immediately turns me off because MMOs are time sinks. And as a content creator, as someone who was addicted to World of Warcraft, I can't have that in my life.
I get it. Yeah. Yeah. Now that and you say that, I'm trying to think
bumps
of,
me out.
Of how many of these games we saw today. Are strictly just like a single player thing. And I can't really think of too many, right? Cause you have, excuse me, still have no idea what Everwild is. So right. I have no idea what that game is, but seeing all the different people on the screen at every, you gotta assume that is probably aimed towards co-op. What was the other one? Grounded also seemed co-op. There were multiple people on there.
It is, and Grounded is their multiplayer, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, which I love. They're like, the latest, biggest game to hit the platform is Cyberpunk, but this is also good.
Yeah. The Medium, the single player. Obviously, Don't Nod would Tell Me Why, the one that you just told me the name of, and I forgot again. The interactive drama.
Yep.
Also, before I continue that train of thought, the fact that Forza is just an early production and it's not a launch thing.
Yeah.
Very weird, but I think that makes sense as to why they were pushing Dirt.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, there's going to be a racing game, but it's not going to be Forza.
Yeah.
And there's no number anymore either.
Yeah. And again, why? Games of service.
Yeah.
Definitely a games of service.
Yeah.
So, on one hand, awesome because all these games are coming to Game Pass.
Yeah.
That's the benefit.
Absolutely.
On the other, so like, even if I'm not like crazy or over the moon about like whatever game, I still get to try it out.
Absolutely.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
But then the other side of the coin is like, but like a lot of them are games of service. And I'm just kind of, for me, I can't speak for everyone. I'm just kind of tired of those experiences.
You know? It seems like it's now, not all of a sudden now, but like, it seems to be like the go-to for big games. Like, Avengers in September, right?
Yeah.
Borderlands Avengers, 3 at
Destiny.
At a certain point is still getting content. Destiny, Fortnite is still big. Like, it's a lot. It's very saturated for sure.
Yeah, and that's why I'm just like, I don't know. I walk out of it going, if you're a Microsoft fan, these are the games you want, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like, if you were a Sony fan, I don't think you were convinced. And if you were a casual fan, I don't think you were convinced either. You know, like, I know this isn't scientific, but like showing my brother Halo and going, him going, all right.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of bums me out. So like, They didn't sell the Series X. What they did sell was Game Pass.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is like, this is their future. Mm-hmm. And so to me, I'm looking at November going, I actually don't think I'm buying this.
Mm.
But okay. I also don't think that's the worst thing in the world because there's still so much to play. But like, I still have Game Pass. I'll be able to play that on my iPhone. Knock on wood.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. What now that we've done all the talking here, what are your takeaways? What would you grade this walking out?
Oh, like I said.
Oh, actually, before we even do that, I'm sorry. How did you like the production of this event before we do the grading?
This is, I think, how I like my shows. Game after game after game. Sure, we'll get some devs talking. But it didn't feel like it went too long. And not that I'm hating on devs talking. I love hearing devs talk about their games.
Yeah.
But, like, when you look at this compared to, like, EA's show, where they would talk, show the game, they go back and talking, same thing with Ubisoft, like, it just disrupts the flow of the show. So the way that this was just trailer, 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 you know, the devs from Ninja Theory talking about Senua and like, oh, there's a dev diary to look at our you know, trip to Iceland. I think that's cool. I think it was well paced. It felt like it flew by. So yeah, I dug it a lot.
The one thing I will say is that this reduction was better than Sony's at the state of play, for two major reasons. One major reason was the fact that they didn't have, or Sony didn't have everybody on location like Microsoft has. Like, for the most part, everybody that was in the Seattle area gets to go to their hub and gets that be in that CGI, you know, green screen and talk. So it made it feel more uniformed. And the pacing was better because of it. We didn't have those weird transitions that Sony had. Which is cool. And I think they took that idea from Apple. Apple did the same thing where everybody went to the mother base. That's what they call HQ over at Apple because they're fucking lunatics.
Wait, I'm confused. But, who was at Seattle during the show?
Phil. Matt, Matt Booty, Phil. I think one or two others. They were on that CG stage. Yeah,
but she was also part of it. The one that talked about Game Pass. I'm blanking on her name.
I forget too. Like Luke was like, I know her. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
But okay, is that you? I see what you're talking about. I thought you meant like the devs. I was like, well, no. I get it.
Like the people that can have there. Yeah. So I thought the production far better than Sony.
Sure.
I really liked it on the production side. And even spelling out where these games are going to be, like Xbox One, you know, like Series X, that was really cool.
I will say they went by a little too quick for me sometimes.
Yes.
There's a lot on there. Yes, it had that. This will be the most negative thing I say, that stupid-ass badge optimized for Series X.
Oh, no.
But, yeah, I do like, they're like, hey, Xbox One X, Xbox Series X. Mm-hmm. Game Pass, smart delivery icons in the lower right. Like, I like all that. It's a
little bit too much, man.
Yeah, it was a lot of information, and then it didn't stay on the screen for too long. So, like,
yeah,
it was hard to keep up sometimes.
Yeah. Also, well, I'll let you do the end grid. Rate it A, B, C, D, E, F, G, whatever.
Like, I'm not going to go that low. it was a solid show. I think the games looked cool. I'll ding it a little bit because they made me feel like Tim Schafer and Jack Black were bringing back Brutal Legend. And
how can we forget Psychonauts 2?
I got real excited because they were wearing the Brutal Legend shirts. Jack Black was in there. And then I realized, oh, no, this is just for Psychonauts, which is fine. Psychonauts is cool. But I would say a solid B. Then, like I said, didn't blow me out of the water, but it was not bad as the internet makes it seem to be. It was still an excellent show.
I think the show itself, again, through the production side, solid A. Because and you know, a lot of the games didn't overstay their welcome. A lot of games, like, had their space to shine. Where I will ding it is you could have at least given the montage that was in the pre-show for the indies.
Yeah.
Would have liked just a little bit more love there. Mm-hmm. But that's a little nitpicking. What I don't like is the things that are happening outside of the press conference where we're getting the rumor of Fable MMO, of the games of service Halo, and then the thing of, oh yeah, your Xbox games, wait a year or two. That's fine. We want to carry on. And no, some games are just Series X. Mm-hmm. Some games are both.
It's confusing.
Their messaging to me is kind of the dam has a leak.
Yeah.
They gotta plug that leak because that's a confusing thing for me.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, I'll ding it there, but I'll give it like a B plus. Like, I think it was, you know, B plus. I think it was a great show. I think it's what Microsoft needed. I would have liked them to press the gas a little bit more on a few things. I would have liked to see more gameplay for sure, but like, I didn't walk away disappointed. I felt like, oh, if you're an Xbox fan, you got what you wanted. Just like with the PlayStation event. If you're a Sony fan, you got what you wanted there. I know we did.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Little follow up there because I just remembered it.
Go for it.
Because it seems like it was so long ago. How do you feel about the game Crossfire?
I played the beta.
Well, the single player, which is being written by Sam Lake of Remedy, it's a Remedy thing. That is not going to be part of Game Pass, which is part of the wording at the bottom. Single player is not going to be part of Game Pass. The multiplayer, I believe. Well, it's free to play.
Yeah.
But the single player won't be part of Game Pass. I'm going to look that up because I read that on stream. But I was I was a little confused about that and bummed because, like, I want to play the single player just because it's Remedy.
Yeah. You share the same thoughts that Luke does where he's just like, Joe, I can't believe you're not hyped for this game. It's Remedy. I'm like, yeah, but I also played the game and, like, the mechanics do not hold up well. You know, he's like, but for a free to play game, I'm like, Fortnite's free to play. You know, Call of Duty Warzone's free to play, you know? Like, there's a lot of free to play shooters that just do it better.
The Crossfire X, this comes from VG247. The Crossfire X campaign will be available in a premium battle pass at launch, in addition to a variety of modes in the free to play multiplayer experience. It is not part of Game Pass.
That's, yeah, that is weird then. That is a little disappointing. Again, I kind of feel like their messaging is kind of, not to say falling apart. I don't want to be that negative, but like there are a few cracks for me that they need to seal up. Yeah. And I think everything's fine and dandy.
Sure.
I think both consoles are going to come out. I think they're both going to do really well or do well enough. Like,
I mean, they
I don't see the panic.
They're both, I still have a ton of growing pains to go through.
Yeah.
But on both sides, and PlayStation and Microsoft, the messaging from Microsoft, PlayStation is, I just had it and it's gone. It's just gone from my brain.
I'm sorry. I was checking the poll to see where people were lining up.
I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that one. It's gone.
That's totally fine. And I asked people, like, all right, we've seen both shows. Where are you leaning towards? Again, my audience is going to skew PlayStation, but people know, you know, people know what I is. PlayStation has 45% of the vote. Xbox has 35. Mm-hmm. 10% both, 10% neither.
Mm, okay.
There you go.
I mean,
and at the end of the day,
I'm still picking up a Series X.
Yeah.
I'm going to be taking advantage of that all access thing that they're doing.
Yeah.
I think that's huge. That is a game breaker. That is such a deal.
Yeah.
Being able to pay it off in installments and being able to have it. Yeah, for sure. Play Halo Infinite. On the most powerful console, which I don't think they did a good job at showcasing. That's another ding I could give it. But
dang. Yeah. Well, no, like what I liked was like Phil Spencer's like, oh yeah, all of our games. This is the one ding I did like. All of our games, first party, 4K, 60 FPS, ray tracing, no performance nuts. And I'm like, fuck, put the PlayStation 5 in a body bag. Why don't you, Xbox? Jesus Christ.
That was Phil's version of the game sharing video PlayStation did years ago.
But then, like, at the same exact time, I don't think people give a shit.
No.
Like, enough.
Like, another example. The Ori part of the show. They're like, oh, yeah, here's Ori at 120. I was like, I still don't see a huge difference to me. I don't see too much of a difference.
He's his arm's going just a wee bit faster.
I don't know.
I thought they were going to announce them acquiring Moon Studio, but hey, Shu, if you're listening, if you're a surprise patron,
talk about a steal.
Yeah, seriously, fucking go for it. But with that, closing thoughts. We thought it was a great show. We thought it was a good show, solid. Please, everybody on the internet, settle down, seriously. Okay? You would think that there's like secret police on the streets, you know?
I said it on Twitter. I'll say it again.
Yeah.
Video games are cool. Xbox is cool. PlayStation is cool. Nintendo is cool. Love what you love. Don't be the guy saying, well, first of all, you're wrong, and this is why I hate you. Don't be that person.
Don't be that.
Let people love what they love and let them be excited.
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, to end cap on that, that's what we wanted to do, like, that's why I tweeted out on the trophy room, like, good luck to the team and then thanking them because they're all working from home to make this show to hope you like it.
Yeah. Real quick before we end.
Yeah.
Xbox has been doing a thing every month. What are we doing next month? Are we going to see another announcement of one of their first party games? Did they hold some back?
Yeah, they definitely held something back.
So what studio do we see then? Do we see Initiative?
No, I think we see Coalition.
Coalition? I was thinking
Compulsion. I think we're going to see Joanna Dark.
Mm.
Maybe we see Compulsion. That studio means nothing to me.
No, I get it.
Yeah. They're still unproven. So like that, I get no hype there. That's what I should have said. My apologies. So yeah, like for me, I think we're going to see Joanna Dark. We're going to see Lockhart. We're going to see the price. I think at this point, it's pretty much set in stone that PlayStation's going to go second. I think at the end of the day, if I'm PlayStation, I felt nothing today. I think anything, that's the biggest blow from Microsoft is if I'm PlayStation, I'm still patient.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, for sure.
With that said, everybody, I hope you loved this episode. I enjoyed it. Give you a little, I don't know. Challenge your thoughts. I don't know, something you agree, disagree, let us know in the comments. With that said, with that all out of the way, thank you all for supporting us here on Patreon. It means a lot. we will do this again next month when we get the next Xbox thing. Maybe we'll do a little side, you know, side thing for the Xbox folks out there as well. So with that as well, I'll end cap this with this statement. If you're a Patreon supporter above the $10 and up level, you will get a message talking about your masks. Because instead of stickers, we're going to be doing masks for COVID-19 because you should be wearing one. If you are a gold patron, which I always suggest you do, I'll be messaging you about your t-shirt size, what size you'd like. Yeah, they're the premium t-shirts as well. So we're actually technically losing money on those, but I felt like y'all deserve it. So yeah, there you go.
Awesome.
With all that said, with all that out of the way, everybody, keep your wits about you and keep playing PlayStation.